You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Your station for the best Ravens coverage.
Bringing the team to the fans.
It's news from the nest.
We're grateful for our media. We really are, most of the time.
With Vinny and Haney on 105.7 The Fan.
Sponsored by Window Nation. Right now from Window Nation, buy two windows, get two free, and pay nothing until 2027. Offer ending soon. Schedule your free estimate at 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Nolan McGraw. Other side of the glass, news from the nest here on this Monday. Ravens back at practice coming up here about an hour, 15 minutes or so. One winning drive, beautiful day, Charm City. Temperature's going to creep up a little bit. Humidity expected to be strong. It is August, by the way, so that kind of comes with the territory. LaJonte Wester returns the kickoff or the punt for a touchdown. Catches two balls,
yeah.
Leading receiver against the Colts. He was asked when he met with the media over the weekend, any pressure being felt there.
I didn't put no pressure on myself. I just knew it was coming. Just by watching film and us practicing against them, I just knew we had them because we take special teams very, very serious over here. So I knew my guys was going to do their part. I just had to come in and do my part.
Yeah, he had a hell of a night Thursday night, you know, because the two returns he made were excellent. And the first one was really impressive because he had to come up and go get the ball so it didn't bounce, which could have cost him. So I thought that was big. Now, yesterday at practice, dropped about two or three passes. So it wasn't a great day for him. It, you know, just continue stacking them. And if he continues to do as is, he's going to be the punt returner. And then he'll be their sixth. He'd be their sixth receiver because they would have, you know, the three guys, and then they would have Wallace, Tez Walker, and then he would be the sixth receiver, even though he would be, you know, their punt returner.
Now, they're in Dallas over the weekend, Saturday, and one hits him in top of the helmet, punt return, and bounces away. It is a what have you done for me lately league, and yes, he is a draft pick, and you know, 23 years old, because you know, a couple of college stops. I mean, I'm not hoping this happens, by the way, but he took a major step, Vinny, towards earning the job, but it still needs to be secured 100% before we see him up there against the Bills on Sunday Night Football. Yeah.
Need to keep stacking his performances. You know, the biggest thing is he's a punt catcher first, then he's a punt returner. So, like you said, Bob, let him bop in the top of his head and lose it. Then he's not a punt catcher anymore. So, he's got to catch the punt first and then go make your play, which he did a phenomenal job on Thursday night. And there's no reason to figure why he wouldn't be able to do that. I mean, Dallas will be, what, they'll have the dome? Or it's kind of open, right? Well, they can do either or.
They'll leave it like
like the old Texas Stadium used to be with the hole in the 50-yard line thingy there.
So I
would assume.
I would hope that my guess is the expectation is that he's going to catch the punts. You know, he may not have the yardage that he did, but he's going to catch them.
Now, DeAndre Hopkins, if the Ravens would have signed him 3, 4, 5 years ago, we'd have been following his every move because he would have been the number one receiver probably on the team. Now he isn't and doesn't need to be. And here's Hopkins himself, proven vet, talking about how strong the wide receiver room is in Baltimore.
You know, I think this room is full of unselfish receivers. And I think, you know, last year was a testimony to that. You know, those guys winning games, just, you know, balling out. I think, you know, both of the receivers had good years last year. You know, coming into it, I feel like it was, you know, a good group already from what I heard about them. And then come here, you know, they just want to win, you know, and play unselfish ball.
I would say that he is definitely right about that group. They are a total unselfish group, and he fits right in with them. I mean, you know, because I think he came in and he knows his role, and I think his role's been explained to him, you know, what he's there for. I think he's there for third down stuff, contested catches, red zone. I think all of those things. I think they have the thing about their group, Bob, I mean, in the red zone, I mean, you got the two tight ends are excellent in the red zone. And Kolar, being 6'7", he made an awesome play in the red zone yesterday at practice. Toe tap in the end zone. Armour Davis was all over him. Great play. Bateman's good in the red zone, you know. So you got a lot of guys that are good in the red zone.
And getting back to the point of how the wide receiver room, no one get in because I'm going to forget a veteran guy, has changed. I mean, I remember you being at camp watching Jeremy Maclin like he was Lynn Swan, and you know, Dez Bryant's coming in, Mike Wallace. They would bring in all of these dudes who were really good at one point in time. Odell Beckham a couple of years ago. That's not the case any longer. I mean, they've had their whiffs in the draft, as we know. Rashad Perryman 10 years ago, among others. But now, Hopkins comes in. He's just a piece. He's not this integral. He might be an integral part, but he doesn't really have to be, at least right out of the gate.
I would say, and Bob, you're the historian, I would say that best receiver room they've ever had?
I'm not disputing that. Nolan, what about you?
Yeah, no, receiver room overall, no doubt. I mean, I'm trying to think so the last Super Bowl year in terms of talent, probably not as high, but they got the results with Torrey and Bolden and, you know, even...
Yeah, I mean, and Bolden was a great acquisition. Derek Mason, you know, going way back, but from top to bottom, from 1 to 6.
Yeah.
Lamar's first MVP year in 19?
Seth Roberts, yeah.
Ugh. Yeah, that was not a good...
I mean, Hollywood got you results, but he was still growing.
No doubt.
Yeah, he would piss you off just because he'd run out of bounds or fall down.
Turf monster.
Yeah.
Oh, who tackled him? Well, there's nobody there.
But you know what? It seems like with this group is Bateman is getting better. Zay Flowers is getting better. Tez Walker's getting better. We know what Hopkins is. We know what Wallace is, you know, and right now with Wester, he's a returner.
News from the Nest here on this Monday. Here's DeAndre Hopkins was asked, hey, do you want to play in the preseason?
You know, I have no preference. I haven't played in preseason in a while, but, you know, you know, football is football, so I have no preference.
I would imagine
Does he really have a preference, though?
Yeah. I think, you know, with Harbs, you know, is probably like wouldn't embarrass him that way. Make him play in a preseason. You know, I mean, probably a Hall of Fame guy and you're going to make him play in a preseason. Bad look.
Yeah, with the backup quarterbacks, because you know, no doubt. Number 8 is it in there. Here's Corey Bullock, former Terp, Boy, he's turning some heads second year with the team. And by the way, just look at some information about him last year. Pro Football Focus graded him out as one of the top offensive linemen during the preseason.
Okay.
But Corey Bullock, what's going on with the old Terrapin? Chance he can make the team, John Harbaugh?
Yeah, he's I would say dramatic improvement. Just works hard, so hard all the time. And it's showing up in how he's playing, center and guard, both guard and center positions, and has just done well. I see him blocking people. That's usually a pretty good, is that what linemen do, right? They block, and so he's making a lot of blocks.
Bob, I didn't really notice Corey Bullock till Thursday night, and I said, damn, who's the center? And it was Corey Bullock, and then I went back and rewatched it Friday morning. Thought he did a good job, and he's very athletic. So I watched him at practice again yesterday in the pass rush drills and stuff. And like Harv said, at guard, got a good anchor in there, and he's a good athlete. And I'm more excited about Corey Bullock than Ben Cleveland or Note Boom, as a backup for them.
It's 88-81-057, the Fan. Real quick, Mike Sando. The Athletic does the annual quarterback tiers, and they came out today, and based on votes and all of the criteria that is put in place by the experts, tier one tied for first in votes. Tier one quarterback can carry his team each week. Team wins because of him. He expertly handles pure passing situation. No real holes in his game. Tied for first, Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow.
Okay.
Any issues, Nolan?
None.
Well, remains to be seen where Lamar ends up.
Well, hold on. Josh Allen, 3. Okay. All right, now.
That's...
He's your MVP.
Yeah.
Lamar, 4. He was in tier 2 last year, to give you an idea of where we're going with this.
Yeah.
Still behind Burrow in pretty much every consensus vote.
With the definition of... the definition of to being in tier one, he definitely fits tier one.
Matthew Stafford also tiered up from 2 to 1.
I don't know.
Here's a tier two, real quick.
Orlowski picking?
Tier two. Well, he didn't even have Mahomes at his top quarterback, whatever. Top 10, Orlowski, who played quarterback in the NFL. Yeah. I mean, he gets that little street cred thing. Tier two quarterback carries his team sometimes. But not as consistently. He can handle pure passing situations in doses and or possesses other dimensions that are special enough to elevate him above tier 3. He has a hole or two in his game. How in the bleep was Lamar in tier 2 last year? Coming off an MVP season.
Yeah.
By the way, Jaden Daniels, Justin Herbert, Jared Goff, CJ Stroud, Jalen Hurts, Baker Mayfield, Dak Prescott, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy. All make tier 2.
Mike Sando going to join us on Friday, by the way.
He is?
So we can get into that with him.
All right. We'll come back. We got Counts of Dough, a little buy or sell coming up here. And then Vinny's off to one winning drive. Then we'll reset the program for you. You want to talk about the Ravens, you can at 410-583-1057. Orioles are off today after dropping 2 out of 3 to the A's down at Camden Yards. Keegan Aiken, he blew the save. It's got to be day by day. Game by game for Tony Manzalino, because you really have no reliable option out there unless he knows something we don't.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist, an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Are you buying?
Straight cash, homie.
Or selling?
I'm not gonna buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan here on this Monday. Orioles off today. Ravens back at camp in less than an hour. Preseason game number two against the Cowboys coming up this Saturday. A lot going on in the world of sports as we creep closer to the start of college football. As a matter of fact, it's just a matter of weeks. But before we get into all of that, let's count some money. Buy or sell.
Well, Bob, the Dow is down 22. The S&P's up 12. NASDAQ is up 89. DraftKings down 3 cents. Tell you what, Under Armour's down 19 cents. They're at $5.
I'm aware.
As far as our sports topics, let's start in the NBA today. It was a little while ago reading about this, but Kristaps Porzingis, well, you know he was missing in action for the Celtics last season, but now finds himself with the Hawks after a trade, and he was pretty honest when asked about that change of scenery. Flat out said that the Hawks is a better situation, in his opinion, because, well, expectations are lower than championship or bust like they had been in Boston the past few years, considering Atlanta has been or hasn't been in the first round at all since 2021. He's not wrong. That bar is set pretty low here. The East also appears to be wide open for anyone to rise up next year. Are you buying or selling, Bob, that Atlanta is a better situation than Boston right now, but maybe not for the reasons Porzingis listed?
Well, let's see. Tatum's going to be out for most of next year. There's discord there with Jaylen Brown. I think they'll be competitive enough, but Atlanta, better situation because of lower expectations. All right, if you want to play down to the low expectations, I'll go ahead and buy it, Zinger. And by the way, if I'm Quinn Snyder, I'm not expecting 82 games out of Kristaps Porzingis, so I'll lower my expectations in regard to his reliability.
Shedeur Sanders got his first real opportunity on Friday night and seemed to make the most of it, going 14 of 23, 138 yards and 2 touchdowns in that preseason game. Of course, no matter what kind of performance he had, there was always going to be overreactions. Those ready to write him off would have been salivating at anything below par, and those who think he's the next great thing, well, you're hearing them right now. They're ready to anoint him the starter after that performance. At least for head coach Stefanski, he's leaving the competition open for now. And it always seemed, though, that Sanders would get his run. Just have to wait for Flacco to start the season, and then once Sanders was ready or they were fully out of it, whatever the turning point is, that he would be starting games at some point. But Vinny, are you buying or selling that he can do anything in these next two games to earn that starting job for week one?
I'll sell it. What he's got to do is, if the ones go in, he's got to play with the ones or against a number one defense. But in that game, he did what he could do. I mean, it did not look like it was too big for him. He looked calm, cool, collective in that game.
Over to baseball here, Shohei Ohtani remains the betting favorite to win National League MVP again this year. But all of a sudden, Kyle Schwarber has made this a little bit more of a conversation. The power numbers are up, over 40 home runs, on his way to 100 RBIs. He's going to breeze past that. Also has more doubles on the year than Ohtani. But of course, we can't discount what Ohtani's been able to do in his return to the mound. That's going to gain him even more consideration for the MVP award, even though it's not as frequent as he once pitched. Bob, are you buying or selling, though, that the National League MVP race closer than the betting markets reflect right now?
I'm going to sell that because you mentioned the game changer. And there's going to be some point in the season in the final 6-7 weeks where Ohtani's going to help them win a game with his arm as well as his bat. I mean, Manny Machado could be creeping on the outside looking in. Same with Freddie Freeman in L.A. But I still think Shohei's going to be the dude. I guess in the American League, Cal Raleigh's taking the lead because Judge was hurt and the Yankees are kind of flatlining a little bit. But I still think it's Ohtani's to lose and he'd have to really go in a prolonged slump to not get it again.
Back to the NFL, the biggest story out of the Steelers and Jaguars game over the weekend was not Travis Hunter playing both sides of the ball, but rather the impressive leg of Cam Little, Jaguars kicker. Second year, he was drafted last year. 70-yard field goal as time expired in the first half. So that right there explains why they even let him line up for one in the first place, because it wasn't going to matter if he missed. But this thing off the foot, as strong as can be, watching the replay back, the ball practically explodes off his foot on contact. Unfortunately for him, as great as the moment was, it will not count in the record books. Preseason stats, they do not factor into that sort of thing. So Justin Tucker, his 66-yarder from a few years ago to beat Detroit, still stands as the record. Buy or sell, Vinny, Little will eventually be the one that breaks Tucker's mark in regular season action.
There's a lot of other kickers, you know, like the Dallas kicker, you know, is
Aubrey.
I mean, so he'll be one of, he'll have an opportunity. So I'll soft buy.
I think it will be interesting again. Do they flirt with it in the regular season? This was the ideal situation
right
to try
before
it.
The half.
It didn't matter at all. But once you get to games that do matter, you know, it would probably have to be another end of half or end of game situation, but it'll be interesting to see what their coach does. Let's see, one more topic for today brings us to baseball. Paul Skeens, we know he's great, but continues to put up numbers that no one else has to begin their career, at least. The only pitcher in Major League history to post an ERA below 2 in his first 45 career starts came in at 1.89. Next closest is Vida Blue, the great Vida Blue. He finished 2.03. Very close, but it shows you how great Skeens has been. Now, his ERA has slightly increased over his past few outings as he reaches 47 career starts. But buy or sell, Bob, Skeens will still have a career ERA below 2 at the end of the year.
I'll buy that because he's kind of leveled up a little bit. He won a game, a couple starts ago against the Reds where he scattered 8 hits but gave up no runs. Yeah. So this guy's a stud. Vida Blue, by the way, one of my all-time favorite players when I was a kid. Threw a no-hitter in 1970, was MVP and Cy Young in 1971. Hey, Nolan, I don't like you don't like the old people trivia. The last switch hitter to win American League Most Valuable Player? Vida Blue.
Really?
Yeah, Google's your friend. No longer with us, of course. The great Vida Blue.
I mean, I like the trivia. I just don't like the old people.
You don't like old people?
Nah, I'm just joking.
Yeah, I don't like some of you young ass wipes either.
Whoa! There's a dump button. Yeah, thank you very much.
It's Vinny and Haney. I said ass wipe.
Not allowed. Thank you.
Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. We'll come back. Vinny's on his way to one winning drive.
Yep.
What are you looking for?
They're going to be in shells today, so they're not going to be in pads. Number one, I want to see who's there, of course. And then just kind of see what pops up.
Yeah, and see if Wester can hold on to the balls that are thrown or kicked to him.
That'll be good. And then if Looper, Bob, every miss he's had has been left. So, but he's still kicking, 95% in practice? So it's still pretty good.
Top 25 AP is out. College football, for the first time in school history, a team is ranked number one. It's actually kind of surprising. We'll talk about that when we come back. Trip through the funhouse to Ola McGraw. Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun. We'll talk some Orioles with him. Birds are off today. American League East report at 1:15. And then Jared Dubin from CBSSports.com talks some NFL with him as we're just weeks away from the start of this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Season. Malik Washington was kind of banged up a little bit. Quarterback situation. He's going to be the guy. Ultimately, he's considered one of the top freshman quarterbacks in the country, but right out of the gate, Maryland opens their season coming up on August 30th against FAU, Florida Atlantic, a game you can hear on 105.7 The Fan, and then Northern Illinois on the 5th, and then Towson on the 13th before Big Ten play really kicks off in earnest. And Maryland coming off a 4-win season. Mike Loxley said last year, do a lot of popping off. Maybe the most talented team he's had at the University of Maryland. Didn't play out that way. Obviously, Maryland's had talent. I mean, you just look throughout the NFL. There are Terps sprinkled on NFL rosters for sure, including a couple of guys on the Ravens roster, Corey Bullock and Bo Braid. But time to level up. It's a new AD and Jim Smith. Could Mike Loxley be on the hot seat? A lot of chatter there locally and nationally. But we'll let things play out and hopefully start getting a little better idea of what the potential for Maryland football could be here in 25. But the top 25 Associated Press rankings came out today. And for the first time in school history, Texas rated number one preseason. They have finished number one on multiple occasions, even before the playoffs. Back when the ratings, it was then the UPI, which was the coaches' poll, and the Associated Press, which is the media. Texas has won national titles, and they've been number one in other seasons. For instance, the Joe Montana Notre Dame year in 77, when they won the national championship, Earl Campbell's Texas Longhorns were number one going into that game, and Notre Dame blew them out. And then Oklahoma, who was number two, who would have ascended to the top spot because that's just kind of how it went, got blown out by Arkansas and Lou Holtz in the Orange Bowl, and Notre Dame won the ring. But for the first time in school history, Texas, number one. They've ended number one three times, 63, 69, 2005. They've been ranked number two to start the season on five different occasions. But the Longhorn, Steve Sarkisian and Arch Manning, number one. Penn State's number two. They got 23 first place votes. Texas got 25. Ohio State, defending champs, they're coming in at number three. Clemson, number four. Georgia, number five. And no Maryland in the top 25. No others receiving votes. As we just said, the season will play out as it plays out. But Texas Longhorns, number one in the preseason poll here. Associated Press, 2025. And another bit of old man trivia for you. You know that Maryland basketball, the men, have never been ranked number one in a regular season poll? They've won a national championship, 2002, as we know. But either coach's poll or the Associated Press, Maryland has never been ranked number one. And Louisville, up until like the early 2010s, and they had won multiple national championships and been to multiple Final Fours. They had never been ranked number one until, I think, 2012 or 13. So there you go. There's your poll sitting trivia. Basically also tells you that the polls don't mean jack squat here on August 11th, but it does kind of set the bar high for you and put you in a neighborhood, if you just handle your business, you will stay in throughout the course of the season.
Random thought here. You're just saying that the preseason polls don't matter as much. And you're not wrong in the grand scheme of things. The people voting, they get it wrong all the time. I think about like North Carolina being ranked in the top five in basketball and then not even being a part of the equation at the end of the year.
Right.
But would you say that it matters way more in football? I mean, you're way shorter schedule. I feel like that preseason boost can really, especially when you're not playing anybody important in the first couple weeks, that's really how you're viewed for the first month.
Yeah, you're already put in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
You are a playoff team before you've even kicked it off to start the year. It's your job now to maintain that status. And in the pre-playoff days, especially before the pre-12 playoff, like Miami, for instance, would play Florida State in the 80s, sometimes week two, sometimes week 10, and Miami would always beat them. And that when our buddy Todd Helmick was playing with Dion and those teams, that would be their only loss of the season. But you could never overcome that when it came to the pollsters voting for you at the end of the season. 93, Florida State lost to Notre Dame. And then Notre Dame lost the next week to Boston College. Florida State then reclaimed the top spot because they won their bowl. Notre Dame should have been the national champs because they beat Florida State head-to-head. Now the playoff thing gives you an opportunity to redeem yourself, but Nolan, to your point, you have already been dubbed one of the 12 best teams in the country. Don't screw it up,
right,
and you'll be in. Well, Notre Dame lost to Northern Illinois last year, but they overcame it and got to the postseason. But if Texas they go 12-1, they'll be a playoff team,
mm-hmm,
and maybe top three seed when it's all said and done.
And it's probably a little bit easier to evaluate who those true top teams are in football than, say, basketball going in. I think there's more variables with basketball. With football, you just look at the roster construction, and it's pretty clear year after year with recruiting rankings and everything who the top teams are going to be.
Sure.
Basketball is a little more open, I would say.
Yeah, I look at Maryland last year, kind of redoing the roster with Kevin Willard. They were picked, 10th preseason in the Big Ten? And as the tournament played out, they were one of the 16 best teams in the country. Now, this year's team, to be determined, even though based on preseason, Joe Lunardi's got them as a 10 seed already and kind of a strong 10 at that. But Texas, number one, surprising to me anyway, that the first time in school history preseason, they were the number one team going into the year. Well, we thought the Orioles were going to be the number one team in the American League East. They are the fifth best and have been for quite some time. Off today, let's get out to the phones. Go to PT at Towson. PT, what's up?
Hey, Bob. How you doing?
Doing all right.
Great, man. Yeah, I listened to Nolan's show Saturday, and you couldn't freaking get in. I mean, there were 5-6 callers deep.
Damn.
And, yeah, no, No kidding. Oh. It was
don't get bleeped.
Tricky. No, no, right. But yeah, I mean, it's a dry time of year, especially in this town, and Nolan killed it, you know, as Rashawn said. I mean, he really did. He did a great job. So certainly shout out there.
Told you. I need to be humbled fast.
Yeah, big cocky attitude when he walked in today. I was like, excuse us. Let me hold the door for you, Nolan McGraw. What's going on, PT?
But yeah, of course, leave it to me. My beef is with Nolan and with you, Bob. I disagree with keeping I want to keep Asayu back. Get that pick. And let me tell you why real quick. Gunner was the 42nd pick. Sowers, 71st pick. Westberg was 30th. Beavers was 33rd. So those are four guys, that type of kid that we could get just by keeping Basayu down for another week. I agree with you guys. It's beside me why Beavers is enough. And something real quick for Baltimore to make note of, Beavers' OPS, which is how we should all judge batters these days, is better than all of those prospects, Gunner, Westberg, Adley. What he's doing in minor leagues right now is sick, and he's a borderline center fielder, so he's going to be a plus in the corner spots. But Bob, let me say this real change gears just real quick. Just give me just 1 second.
Yeah, go ahead.
With Mayo, Mayo has a 70 arm strength, which is superior to Westberg and to Gunner. That's a guy who, goodness, he's 23 years old. Let's teach him that to play third base a little better. Do you agree with that?
Well, that's where he was for the early part of his pro career, and you know, arm strength is great. Catching the ball became somewhat of a problem, and maybe getting that ball to go where he wanted it to go with that 70-plus arm could be an issue. But, you know, and there's no absolute. He could bounce around, and we talked about it earlier. Nolan did on his show with Paul Valley. It may be right field. Maybe Jason Wortham a little bit. Move him out there, big guy with a cannon arm. But he seems to be getting real comfortable at first base. That's kind of what I'm intrigued by, the fact that he's getting his sea legs under there just a little bit in regards to playing that spot. He's even talked about how much more comfortable he is in doing some things. And getting back real quick, PT, thanks for the call. And we talked about it, Nolan, last week with Beavers and Basayo. Well, you've waited this long. Why not just wait for the next 4 days to play out? What the hell? I mean, if you're going to – and Keith Law brought up Eric Karros' kid in Colorado, who's made an impact. I mean, you waited this long. Why don't you just wait to maintain that rookie status through next year? Then if they do win Rookie of the Year, you know, you get a pick. They get, you know, they lose an arbit. They gain a year in arbitration and all that. It's a win-win at this stage, right?
Yeah, well, now that you're within 5 days of the deadline or the cutoff date, I mean, sure, why not? But I mean, I think this, to me, it should have been a day after the trade deadline type of thing.
Oh,
just get them maximum time here. I couldn't help but laugh when Keith Law was mentioning that stuff about the Rockies. I mean, even a lowly bad team like the Rockies isn't concerned about potential draft pick compensation. And the big thing I keep going back to with this, everyone that's chasing the draft pick or everyone that wants it, one, it's for 2027. So who even knows if Mike Elias is going to be here to use that pick? And two, it's not a guarantee. Everyone's operating and arguing from this basis of it's either the pick or the playtime now. No, it's either playtime now or the chance of a pick. This was never guaranteed. This was never promised to anybody. He's holding these guys down for a roll of the dice, for a chance next year. And it doesn't sit well with me.
We'll come back, take a trip through the fun house so you can join the fun at 410-583-1057. Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, talk about the Orioles and Basayo and Beavers probably getting called up here within the week, we think. Who knows? And Bradish and Tyler Wells was looking good down on the farm, so we're going to see them sooner or later, right? Going to have some NFL lunch with us coming up at 1:30. Bob Andy, Nolan McGraw, Benny's on his way to one winning drive. Ravens back at practice, 1:15. Before we get to the fun house, let's go to Ryan in Baltimore. Ryan, what's up?
Hey, gentlemen, how you doing?
All right.
Listen, I went to the game on Saturday, and it just seems like the morale of the whole entire franchise is just at a low. You know, I was walking around Camden Yards because I want to just explore a little bit. I had tickets in the nosebleed, so I had to explore a little bit. But, you know, they're using that upper deck as an entire storage facility, basically. They don't have all the concessions open. They've got very limited workers up there now.
And it just seems like it's very, very empty. And I feel like if they're doing this whole thing about, oh, raising ticket prices, why don't they just open up the seats and we get cheaper ticket prices and they're making more money by selling more tickets? That whole entire upper deck and left field where it used to be the dugout club is empty.
And it's been that way for a couple years now, too. This isn't a new thing, because you sit at this in the stadium and look at left field, which you're talking about. I just call them around the Herman Munster seats. I don't know if you're familiar with the Herman Munster episode where he tried out for the Dodgers and would hit the ball so far that the outfielders would run for cover. It was like a 700-foot homer. Only Herman Munster could hit it there, but I'd like to sit up there because I think they were like $5 way back in the day. Sightline's a little limited, but to your point, it's almost like you're not welcome there. Like, you walk up and like, well, what are you doing here? Well, it's part of the stadium.
It all off.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. And then you've also got, I had my mother-in-law was down in the 82 next to the splash zone. And, there was a whole row of empty seats. So we joined her eventually. Well, we snuck down so the usher didn't see us. But the sixth inning, there's 20 open seats around us, and there was an usher checking tickets. I'm like, oh, my goodness. And real quick before I get off,
yes,
the whole Beavers and Bassiah thing that's bothering me, just with the whole thing, and, like, I can understand the service time aspect of it, the dreaded words. But the fact is that Rookie of the Year is not guaranteed, and it's one of the hardest things to get. I was surprised Gunnar got it. I think Kowser should have gotten it last year, but the matter of fact is that as long as the Yankees or the Red Sox have some rookie class in this class, they're probably going to get winning it because it's the Red Sox or the Yankees. So thanks for taking my call. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, Ryan, thanks for the call. And when Adley finished second, Rodriguez won it out in Seattle, if I'm not mistaken. But to his point, Nolan, about, well, left field, that's been empty for a long time. I mean, it was full during the playoffs against Texas. There were people in it last year, but to Ryan's point, but when it's the fifth inning and that lower bowl's empty, it should be like Price is Right. Come on down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, when all the opposed, when the Yankees and Red Sox are in town and it's all Boston and New York or Philly, they're one of these obnoxious fan bases. I wouldn't be surprised if there's Mariners fans down there next couple of days. Hey, are you checking their tickets, or are you only busting the short ones of Oriole fans here?
Yeah.
Oriole fans get first priority. Thanks for coming. You get a good seat. What are you losing out on? I don't get it. I mean, who's offended? The empty seat? The ticket holder who's obviously not there? I don't get any of that nonsense.
Now, in my experience, because this has actually been a couple years now where I think they've been starting to crack down on that. A couple years ago, me and my dad tried moving down. Actually, probably been longer than a couple years at this point. But, just same strategy as always. You know, cheap seats up there, spent half the game up there. It was probably like sixth, seventh inning. Tried to move down into the outfield. And an usher came over, said, hey, you know, you guys aren't supposed to be here. Like, oh, well, sorry, I mean, we can move. You know, didn't realize somebody was sitting here. He said, oh, nobody, they're not here. He said, but the season ticket holders that own these seats, they don't like other people coming and sitting in their seat.
Oh, they don't?
I'm like, well, they're not here. If they cared, they should be here at the game, watching
right.
The game. You know, what difference does it make?
No one's affected by that at all.
Yeah.
Unless you, like, put graffiti on the seat. Like, mm-hmm. You're a loser the next time they walk. Who wrote on our seats? Which obviously would never happen. I don't get why they impose this authority to, offend the people that are actually there, taking their time out to go watch the game.
I mean, if you're doing it before first pitch, I get it. Not right. Not everybody's settled in yet.
There's a inning.
Yes. By a certain point, somebody's showing
you
up or they're not showing up.
5.5 in, it's like half a game. Then, you move in, and if you have to move, you move.
And that's the strategy. You got the bird's eye view when you buy the cheap seats. You're scoping it out. All right, these ones have been empty all game.
Yeah.
Let's go for that. You know, there's a little art to it.
You've already identified your possible destination. So, again, if you're listening to Orioles, not that they take what I say seriously at all. Remember, 1966, 60th anniversary is next year. Everyone gets a replica World Series ring because the World Series trophy didn't come out to, I think, 69 or 68. But everyone gets a replica ring. and a Frank Robinson jersey because he won the Triple Crown that year and he was MVP of the World Series. I have just done you a solid. And if you really want to take it a step further, how about a replica hat from 1966? And not the lame ones, like a really, not a $50 New Era hat. I get that. But a nice one with a little effort put into it. I mean, that's, you know, teach Oriole history to the younger fan base, because I think the Oriole fans kind of expect and respect Oriole history and understand the lineage of it. Like Ravens fans don't give a crap about the Baltimore Colts. You know, part of being an old geezer like myself, I've lived it both. And I think the Colts are actually getting honored at M&T Bank Stadium this year. And we'll get into that. One of my favorite, maybe my favorite team of all time, the 75 Colts.
I heard some people didn't like that they honored Irsay on Thursday night before the game. And I didn't, I mean, I understand the whole story, but he didn't move the team. The kid didn't move the team.
No, he was along for the ride. But he wound up taking it over, and, you know, he's that has issues, and rest in peace. But, you know, Bob Irsay's the villain, not Jim Irsay, who is my buddy Howard Plopper, who was a ball boy at the time back in the late 70s. He said all he did was play guitar and drink Heineken. And in theory, I don't see a problema with that at all. All right, we'll come back. Talk Orioles, Matt Weirich, Baltimore Sun, American League East Report, and then Jared Dubin's going to have some NFL lunch with us from CBSSports.com. How much do young quarterbacks really help their cause in a preseason game? But for Shedeur Sanders, who's been, he gets more attention than the first pick in the draft did, Cam Ward, obviously helped his cause.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.